It had so many rooms that we could accommodate different friends to come and go like that. And it was just a generally nice atmosphere to be in, although we only used a very small room in the chateau itself to record in. But it was a great environment for Dave to be in and work in.
Your first single is called Beethoven. Later on we'll see the video and we will know more about what it's about. Mm-hmm. But can you tell me, well, really what it's about, because it's quite complicated. Mm. I think
it's quite an extreme song, and it's so extreme that I don't even think it's a song anymore. It's a dialogue, and it's essentially like listening to someone's mind, listening to this woman's mind, and she's going mad. She's just on the verge of breaking up, having a breakdown, and so we're just watching her as she's getting more and more crazy, and eventually she becomes another person, and she has a sort of schizophrenic rebirth as a completely different character to the one we see her as originally.
Dave is not shown in the video. Why not?
Well, we've reached the stage in our our experience that we feel it's not always necessary to have to be Eurythmics two people, you know, male guitarist, female singer. And we have the confidence enough to think that we can make a video with just with me, and it won't make people think Eurythmics are splitting up or something like that. Mm. And he'll be in another video.
All right. Mm. Doesn't it bother you sometimes that he's working with so many other people besides Eurythmics? Mm. Because everybody thinks that he's great, you know, he takes out all their musical talents, and you're one of them. Doesn't it bother you?
Well, I think for his development as an artist and his development as a musician, it's very important and very necessary for him to work with different people. It inspires him. And when he comes to work with me in the studio as Eurythmics, he has a lot more ideas because he's had the experience of working with different people, and he knows much more what he would like to do. And it strengthens us, actually.
Okay, well, thanks a lot for now, and good luck with everything you're going to do in the near future. Thanks a lot.